In this day and age of me and I really like what the Clippers did last night. I watched their game against the Lakers. So the Clippers have three sayings: we over me, grit over glam, squad over self. They put those three up separately last night during the game against the Lakers. Clearly, it's a shot at what LeBron James and Anthony Davis are all about. And you go through each one of those: squad, which is Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, even though he didn't play, over self. Grit over glam. The Lakers are supposedly the glamorous team. There were more Lakers fans for that game last night in L.A. And then we over me, and that's a shot at LeBron James. So this makes the rivalry that much more interesting. Now, I try to put that into space in what I do. I don't know about you with your business and where you're at. I'm not being preachy. It's just I kind of like it when teams aren't all about themselves. Like watching the World Series last night, and when players do something great at the plate and they have to admire what they do, I get that that's the age we're in. It doesn't mean I have to like it. I like it when there's teams that just go out and take care of business. So tonight, the Phoenix Suns open another season, and it's been since May 27th, 2010, since they've had a playoff game. Not making that up. I don't know where you were in 2010, but that was the last year they had a playoff game. The MVP over the last 9 years has been Al McCoy, the play-by-play voice on the radio. Why is that? Pretty simple. Al's to sit there and sell a product that's been lousy. That's not fun. That's not good. He's been a pro at it. Now, are they better than 19 wins from last season? I believe so. I still believe at some point Devin Booker is going to say, I don't want to be in Phoenix anymore. I truly, in my heart's heart, believe that that will happen at some point. Look, if you have Booker and you have Ayton, and the two of them do mesh, as we like to say, and if Ricky Rubio can shoot just a little bit, he was not good from the floor last year, but if those three play well together, then the Suns are going to be interesting. I'm not sitting here saying that they're going to be a team to compete in the Western Conference Finals or even make the playoffs, but make a push this year. Don't be sitting there at 8 wins in January and us saying, what is going on once again? May 27, 2010, last day the Suns had a playoff game, completely unacceptable. But I think they're turning the corner. I'm sure the Coyotes have turned the corner. I watched them last night. Had to do the deal, guys, where you go into the sports bar, it's 4 o'clock, and it's, can somebody, anybody here in these 100 TVs at least put one of them on to the Coyotes game? So there were a few people that were there, like myself, because I wanted to see how they played. They are interesting. I just want the months between October and February to not be this long dry spell where the teams here all blow. And I think college basketball, Bobby's got him heading in the right direction at ASU. I think Sean Miller, while I'm surprised he's still there, Nico Mannion's going to be on the floor. They're going to be a fun team to watch. I want to talk a little bit about the open division in high school football here in Arizona, because I've seen a lot on social media about it. I've run into parents, coaches, even players that want to know my view on this deal. I don't think it's the worst thing for high school football as some are making it out to be. The open division means that there will be 8 schools from 4A, 5A, 6A combined that will be called up through an algorithm that will be given an opportunity to play against one another. So if you're in 6A, you don't have to run through the buzzsaw that is the Chandler Wolves. Does that mean every kid's going to transfer out of their program to go to Chandler? No, it's not. Does that mean that every kid's going to transfer out of their program to go to Saguaro? No, they're not. And I actually think what it will do for other programs in the 6A, 5A, 4A that have never had a shot to win. I don't think they're going to walk around school if they win a championship and say, well, we didn't win the Open. It was really a bummer. I think that's a lot of parents thinking about it. And parents chasing the, I want to be at the biggest program. A lot of times it's about parents that are crazy. They are. And there's times where parents are doing the right thing for their kids. Look, like over in Southern California, Modern Day plays St. John Bosco this Friday night. 51 players have been offered a Division I scholarship offer between the two schools. 11 of the top 100 prospects in the country are playing against one another. I think that's really good for high school football. In our great state, next week it's Hamilton against Chandler. Hamilton's starting to bounce back up after the hazing scandal, and I think they're going to give Chandler a push, not this year, but in the next few years. That is good for high school football as well. In fact, these two teams may meet each other in the open division, if I'm to believe how the standings are laid out to this point. And lastly this morning, the Cardinals yesterday signed Alfred Morris, running back. So David Johnson's deal's got to be worse than what we're being led to believe. Cardinals have won 3 straight. New Orleans has won 5. They meet Sunday morning. That is something great to look forward to. Have a great Wednesday.